Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Disgraceful. I have believed from day one that the governor has been a tone deaf regarding the economic pandemic, the destruction, the havoc. It's insanity. I've never seen anything like it. Now, look, I did not live, obviously, through the Great Depression, read about it. But until you live it, right? You can read about a restaurant, but until you taste the food, you don't know anything about the food. We're living this, and it's a bitter taste. It sucks. And I somehow believe the governor is disconnected from this economic pandemic. And the reason why I associated today's conversation with the closing of that one mini spas, because it gets down to that level, right? A woman who built a business over 15 years, had a loyal clientele, and loved it, and her clients loved it. Done. Gone. Forever. And the governor washes his hands of that, suggesting that he's doing it to save lives, even though the numbers suggest he's not really doing that at any great level with his orders. I wanted to bring State Senator Kim Ward into this conversation. Kim, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
Well, you're disgusted with what's happened, are you not?
Yes, it is just very, very hard to watch. As we progress through this pandemic and the state of emergency, it's been hard to watch when the numbers, actual numbers, are not matching projected numbers. But yet we are remaining and had remained very, very tight as the original order had. And it, these businesses have, many have failed.
Ugh.
Some are not reopening. Some are opening partially, and they're saying that's not enough. It's not going to be enough. I don't know. This may turn out to be one of the biggest mistakes that, and I'm not saying that was intentional at the beginning. I think at the beginning it was scary,
sure.
Right? The governor, we were all scared. We saw Italy. We saw China. But as we progressed through, we weren't. The administration wasn't willing to be a little bit more lenient. They just stuck to what the original numbers, the projections were based on us. They were the worst case scenario. They were based on us not doing any of the things that they suggested, plus based on what happened in Italy and China. And, you know, it was a very sad state, very, very sad. And stressful to these folks.
Senator Ward, I'm confused by what happened yesterday. I think you might be too. Do we no longer have to abide by the governor's orders to stay green, blue, yellow, pink, red, whatever color he chooses?
Okay, so when we did that resolution a couple of days ago,
right,
we are still under a state of emergency because we did the resolution concurrently, the House and the Senate, as the Constitution states. And the Constitution states that the governor shall sign the resolution. But I think he has said, or if he hasn't said, we fully expect him to veto that resolution. And when he does, we're going to end up in court probably sometime in the next couple of weeks. And we think we're going to win it. But in the meantime, we remain under a state of emergency. Until this is decided, you know, when you just follow the Constitution, that's our argument. It says he shall sign it, but if he doesn't sign it, we're going to end up in court.
What I find fascinating, though, is in the meantime, Rome burns. In the meantime, we pick off more and more of the scab every day in the restaurant, in the restaurants, in the every single business that got hammered by this, in this little spa I've been talking about, their DOA. We're helpless to this, are we not?
Yes. But right now, we are. It's been the most frustrating and enlightening, because how would we or anybody know that we were going to get something based on a 1928 and 1955 bill, that this was going to happen, and a governor could do whatever they wanted. They have the power to do whatever they want. We have no power to stop it. We didn't know until it actually happened, right? So in the past, all of the states of emergency that we know in our lifetime have been because of fires and weather and never a pandemic. So we have a lot. We're not done after we're done with this portion of trying to change our Constitution, change our law, so that this can never happen again, not just with this governor. This needs to be changed going forward. And if nothing else happens from that court case, we will make some case law for the future.
What do you tell folks like this mini spa owner that I read her story this morning where she's fallen apart, her business is gone, she had it for 15 years and can never open again? What do you tell them? We're sorry? We didn't mean
it? Sorry doesn't cut it. Sorry doesn't cut it. But, you know, because of the state of emergency and what the orders from the governor and the Department of Health were, this has happened to her, and I'm sorry it happened to her, but we can't, what can we do? I mean, can any of us, any of the federal money available, state money? I don't know, because I don't know her situation, but it's terrible, and she's not the only one. We have, not we, but the governor and the Department of Health, those orders, and the response to what the expected projected deaths were, have hurt so many businesses and families and people.
I've never seen anything like it. Senator Ward, thank you.
Me neither. Never in our lifetime.
Never.
Never in our lifetime.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.